This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
Peter. It's summer ENN. Because no Kaster? He's here now. There he is. Everyone's getting ready for the Bacchanal.
You just missed a gritty.
Yeah, you missed
you
the gritty.
You gritty?
I just gritty.
Oh, wow. That gritty and tonight's ENN is brought to you on the K-Show 20th anniversary on 98.7. It's brought to you by the Mohegan Sun Casino.com app. Where do you play Mohegan? You must be 21 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants help, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. We have a special guest joining us for all of ENN tonight. He's won essentially every title and accolade there is in WWE. 10 years ago, he debuted. You may know him as the Architect. You probably know him as Seth freaking Rollins.
There he is.
There he is. Thank you, DJ John.
Wow.
As he soaks in the applause, gives us his Seth freaking dance moves.
He has the best suit of the four of us.
Yeah, he dresses beautiful. Very yeah. well.
Yep.
We are well dressed up here, man. Well, yeah. All right. I'm glad I almost went casual. This no. is
you blew
good,
us out of the
good,
water.
Good deal. I don't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I like this.
All right, cool.
This is very toned down for you.
It is. It is. Yeah, I went through the closet. I go, what can I bring? What man? There's a lot going on. A lot of my suits are kind of in storage. They're in the archives with WWE.
Oh, no, I see the piles at the warehouse.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
never stop.
So I have some kind of that I wear double. I double up on them, and this is one of them.
So, Seth, obviously, you are an incredible athlete yourself. Congratulations on 10 years
yeah.
in WWE. It's pretty
10.
Cool.
10. Today is the turtleneck anniversary of the Shield.
Did you ever dream that it would go this well for you?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I had to have, you know, you gotta hope high, man. You gotta dream big. What's the point otherwise, right? What are you gonna? Why not, right?
I mean, what's the craziest thing that's happened? Is it the fact that because of this business, you have a wife and child, you have incredible accolades, you've done it all. Like it's really worked out in every way for you humanly possible.
I've been very, very fortunate in the wrestling business. WWE has taken care of me. Like you mentioned, the family, the daughter. But, I mean, I've done some wild stuff, man. Like I flew into the O2 in London on a helicopter, you know. I did the Today Show, the Daily Show. I had Jon Stewart help me out in a wrestling match.
Oh, I forgot about that. That was in New York.
Yeah,
Cena situation.
Yeah, the Cena situation. I've been in the ring with legends, Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, Roddy Piper, Jake the Snake, like you name it. So, like, yeah, man. I mean, give it up for those guys. Life's been good. I've had a good 10 years.
Who was your favorite growing up?
My favorite wrestler? Different eras, right? So I grew up as a Hulkamaniac, right? I grew up born in 86. So I had the little suitcase, the toothbrush, the wrestling buddy, the whole nine. But my favorite all time is the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Woo!
Yeah, he was just my guy, man. I loved him, and I haven't stopped since.
Now, I won't even ask you specific name, but is there any wrestler that you wrestle with or against that you sincerely don't like?
Oh, man. Is there anybody that I really hate?
Other than Peter.
I mean, it was rumored that you just had a story.
Yeah, no, I don't like Matt Riddle. I don't like Matt Riddle. And there's just some guys backstage where we butt heads, you know.
Uh-huh.
We you know, and sometimes you don't like everybody you work with, right?
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, you work with Pete here, so
yeah, right.
There you go.
But you butt heads backstage, and sometimes you can work it out in the ring. And then there's some people that open their mouth when they shouldn't. It's 2022. That seems to happen a lot.
Right.
So, you know, just shut up sometimes. But they open their mouth when they shouldn't, and I don't like him. Matt Riddle's one of those people. I don't know if we're ever going to get along. And there are some other ones, but they've long since departed the company.
But it's the most fascinating part of the business for me is that you guys have these relationships with each other, some good, some bad. But no matter what, your number one goal as a professional, and if you don't do it, you essentially lose all respect, is to take care of one another. It's like this built-in code to do. How do you separate that when, like, you really can't stand someone, but you just have to protect them at all costs?
God, I don't know. It really is just this built-in code, man. I think it's because we all know that we've got to go home and provide for a family or ourselves or a future or whatever. And so even if you don't like somebody, you may hit them a little extra hard,
right.
But it's always going to be in a safe place. Like, I've never been in a match or in a situation, even with people that I don't like, even with Matt Riddle or someone like a Brock Lesnar, I've never felt like my life was in danger. You know what I'm saying? And I've never felt, no matter what animus I had towards somebody else, I've never felt like today's the day I'm going to take away this guy's livelihood. So it's just something that our brotherhood, sisterhood, community has always been built around, and it's number one priority. When I teach my students, I got a wrestling school back home, safety always priority number one.
In Iowa.
Yes, back in Iowa.
I got to tell you what, you're a good-looking guy. I mean, is it the next step like movies? I mean, it happens out of the WWE.
I don't know. My wife's on the case with that. She's she just did Cyndi Lauper on Young Rock, and absolutely.
She was, by the way, tell her she was awesome.
Wasn't she incredible?
I could not, like. So his wife is Irish.
Right.
The great Becky Lynch, one of the greatest to ever do it. Becky's Irish, has a very thick accent, and to hear her with this Cyndi Lauper New York accent was incredible.
Yeah, it blew my mind, because she's also got kind of a deeper voice, just naturally, like kind of raspy and stuff like that. So hearing her like walk around the house trying Cyndi Lauper, it was like, oh my God, this is startling. And I knew it was kind of a good voice, but then when I saw her in the get-up, in the setting and all that stuff, I was like, dude, this is insane. And it's hard to play a living human being that exists,
yeah.
You know? So kudos to her for having the guts to go out and give it a shot.
That's a hard accent, too.
It's very difficult, but I appreciate, yeah, I do, I feel all right.
I
could do it, right?
Yeah.
I could transition, right?
I mean, The Rock,
John Cena,
you
Dwayne,
could do it.
Why not?
You could play comedy, you could play drama, you could action hero. I'll be your agent.
There
we're
we
good,
go.
We're good.
All right, we can work on something
Absolutely.
Here.
You said you would dream big. You were a wrestling fan from the get-go. Did you ever allow yourself to think of something else to do? What you would do if you weren't a wrestler?
Nah, dude, I put all my eggs in the basket.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I just said screw it. I had a, you know, my mom made me go to community college when I was training to be a wrestler because she's like, there's no way this is going to work out. And I was like, you see, mom, one of these days. And she's like, well, you go to school while we wait on that. I think she was cautiously optimistic. Thank her for that. But yeah, man, no, I don't think I would have worked as hard to get where I needed to be had I had like a plan B in place.
You know, that's a good point.
I just think I would have, you know, well, it'll be okay if I do this instead, you know. And so for me, that was my mindset. That's what worked best for me. Not saying that's for everybody, but that was it. That's how I got where I needed to be.
Living in Iowa, how do you travel? What's your travel plan every time you have to get somewhere?
We take a flight to wherever.
It's always a flight to a flight.
A flight to a flight. There's
always
usually
a
connection. A couple little, you know, straightforward ones. And fortunately, over the past 10 years, I've accrued enough that I've been able to get a tour bus. We couldn't take...
Oh, you're a tour bus guy now.
Yeah, I'm a bus guy. I'm a bus guy.
When I get to work, I just see, I don't know whose bus is whose.
Yeah.
One of those is yours.
I'm a bus guy.
Wow.
I'm a bus guy. That was a big accomplishment.
Yeah, you guys have to understand, the bus thing is we're talking about the Roman Reigns, John Cena, Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins level to get up.
Yeah,
on the bus.
Yeah. When I first got on the road, because when we first get up, you're not making no money, and I'm in rental cars, crammed in with a bunch of dudes, and we're just driving down the road from town to town, getting into the hotels at 4 a.m. They ain't got a room for us. You got to figure it all out. It's chaos. Eating at the Waffle House, all that stuff. And I saw, you know, the John Cena's, the Big Show, the Rey Mysterios, the CM Punks. They got the buses, and I'm going, God, why can I get a bus? Can I get a bus? And so finally, after, you know, almost a decade, I think I've had a bus for like two years now. So about 8 years in, I was like, you know what? I can do it. I got a bus.
Do you ever drive the bus?
No, God, no, Jesus.
Do you sleep well on it?
Oh, I sleep great, like a little baby, man, because it's kind of like rocking, you know what I'm saying? So, like, just, you know, you lay back there and it just puts you right to sleep.
Nice.
It's great, yeah.
All right, I want to get some sports stories. My last wrestling question for you. You debuted with The Shield 10 years ago today. When you guys were running all the time, Were you all equally friends, you, Roman, and Dean, or you know, did you have a closer connection to one than the other?
I actually think they had a closer connection to each other. I was kind of the odd man out. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like the DD, right? So I'm not the partier at all. I was the one who was kind of straight laced and made sure everybody got where they needed to be on time. And they were the dudes who partied and hung out more. So I was actually the odd man out of the group a little bit. Yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting. I appreciate your honesty on that.
Yeah.
And yet it also makes sense. Although I'll tell you, you're very affable. You're a very approachable guy. You're not a drag.
I think that's a new thing though. I think that's a new thing, yeah. I think my wife brought that out of me.
Okay. Yeah, you are, like, because there are some people who before work, they're very intense and you may not want to approach them. Seth, no matter what you're going through, I always get a, hey, Pete, no matter what you're doing. Like, you're not a lunatic.
Yeah, I'm not. Sometimes.
There are some lunatics.
There are some lunatics. I'm not. Well, I appreciate that because sometimes the business makes me feel like a lunatic.
I understand it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, well, let's get to a little bit of regular ENN here. This story is pretty crazy. I don't know if you saw this. The Todd Downing, the offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans, was arrested last night. I know what you're saying. How could you possibly have time to be arrested? They were at Lambeau for Thursday Night Football, and he was arrested for drunk driving in Nashville.
Wait.
It's an unbelievable night.
Wait. So he was in Lambeau. They win the game.
Yep. Yeah.
He gets on the jet. They go back to Nashville, I assume,
yep,
right?
That's correct.
And then at some point he decides, it's midnight, still early, let's go party, right?
Or
yeah, but it could. I mean, they had to get back to Nashville at 2, 3 in the morning.
I would think so.
And here's the problem, though. Like, when the Yankees travel, if they're flying anywhere into New York, there is no liquor served on the plane. If you have to get in a car, they want to make sure there's no liquor on the plane.
Right.
Now, when you're going into another town, when you're getting on a bus and going to the hotel, then you might have some liquor.
Sure, yeah.
But they will not do it.
Yeah.
So that sounds like somebody might have been drinking on the plane.
That's what it sounds like. And it kind of reminds me, I don't know if you remember the name Steve Chason. He used to play for the Red Wings and in the Hurricanes. Drunk driving accident right off the plane. So, yeah, and then you become responsible if you're the team, if you're serving alcohol. I'm with you, Michael. I think he was probably partaking on the plane right home.
And then just got there. And
land back, and then your car's running for you. You jump in the car to go home.
So what's the fallout?
Yeah.
He posted a $2,500 bond. The Titans say, we are aware of the reports regarding Todd Downing. We're in the process of gathering additional information.
Okay. So where does the responsibility lie? Let's say it is your situation where you're saying, you know, they're just kind of, it's on there. I know what that's like. You know, when we go bus to bus on tours, there's alcohol available, but we're busing everywhere. There's no car. But if you guys landed a FBO, right, coming down, you have to take your cars back home most likely. So
absolutely.
So, it's on the person, right? I mean, he's not a player. Because I know that for players, they'll be very mindful about making sure players always have a ride.
Yeah.
But I wonder whether they apply that to their coaches
and also,
just assume they'll do the right
thing. We shouldn't blame the Titans either. This coach could have had a bottle in his bag.
Right.
That's true.
They're not checking
that.
Well,
that's what you have to find out. Was he served? You know, do they have a refrigerator he just goes to? Does the flight attendant give him the alcohol, even though these are charter flights, that's usually another company that supplies the charter. If you serve somebody at a bar and they get DWI, is the bar responsible?
Yeah, if you serve somebody at a Christmas party.
I think to a point, right? A point, the bar becomes responsible.
So they're going to find out, if he had snuck a bottle of Jack in his bag, I guess there's nothing you do about it, but if he was served on the plane.
So you're going with Jack, you think it might have been Jack?
I mean, it's just what it came at the top. Should I go on sponsor, tell them or do? It's a negative spin here. So let's try to steer away from a sponsor.
I love Jack, though. Love Jack. Now let's stay with alcohol for a moment and other alcohol news.
Okay, sure.
Qatar.
Just stay in alcohol.
Qatar has banned alcohol at all World Cup events.
You're not even going.
None of you are going.
Right.
All the other atrocities are perfectly legal, but you can't drink at the games.
Yeah. They should never have given that country the World Cup.
Right.
For everything that it does. And then they usually play the World Cup in the summer, but since it's hotter than the surface of the sun,
right,
they had to move it to the winter. Everything. It's so dumb.
But it's, you know what it all comes down to?
Moolah.
Yeah, it's all moolah. And
well, when you spell Qatar with a Q, they shouldn't have gotten it for that reason.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that makes sense. But yeah, they came to an agreement. World Cup organizers have banned the sale of alcohol. Listen, it's not fun if you're someone who's going to the World Cup.
Oh.
But the amount of people that they have there and how intense everybody is if you're attending the World Cup, like, it's just a different level of intensity. Who here is really excited and dialed in, ready for the United States on Monday? Anybody?
Okay.
And that's a little excitement, but we suck. So imagine if you're from a place that's really good at soccer.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? So I do understand, you know, I do think they're saving some potential drama.
But why so late in the game, man? Why
2 days? I already have my tickets.
Yeah, I've been planning this for... They just roped them in, and then they're like, ah, ha, ha, we're going to get them here.
Could that be something that could affect attendance, knowing that it's dry?
Of course.
Oh, if it had been 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's why they
but
waited.
But to Seth's point,
did.
Now you're done. You have your airfare booked. You
right.
Already,
that's why they announced
that's,
it.
That's rotten,
did.
Man.
Yeah. That is pretty
that's
rotten.
Can you request a refund?
That's a good question.
I wonder. Also, Peter, people are getting angry. I'm getting texts. It's not Qatar. It's Qatar.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's what they said.
Well, excuse me. Please send the email to ESPN because we were sent a pronunciation email. It's Qatar.
Yeah, he's right. Actually, I've been. Uh-huh. We've wrestled in Doha, and so I've been, and I always pronounced it Qatar, thinking that's how it was. It's not.
It's Qatar.
It's how he's pronouncing it.
But that's not how you just said it.
I said Qatar. If you listen, you didn't read the email, did you?
I did read the email.
Did you hit play on the little MP?
No, I didn't listen.
Wait, hold me here again.
Qatar.
That's it. That's the proper pronunciation. One more time, Anthony. One more time.
Qatar.
Qatar.
Oh, it's tough,
though. That rolling R is tough.
It's right in there. It's right in the
middle. I'm good. I'm going to lay out.
I don't think I'm going to mention the World Cup on the show.
Well, we're going to have Qatar. To mention
no, we're not.
God. Yes, we
wow.
are.
No, we're not.
We are going
Don?
To have to.
I mean, it's two against one, Peter.
Hold on. Don, do you literally – I don't believe you, though. You don't believe we shouldn't mention the World
Wait.
Cup at all.
No. Well,
Don doesn't want us to mention golf.
But that's different. He hates golf. He doesn't hate soccer.
No, but I don't like what's going on with the World Cup. I'm
but
good.
this is the largest sporting event in the world. It's
so
not
it's
the Olympics. You have to talk about it, right?
Thank you, Seth. Thank
no,
you very
I,
much.
I think no, it'll come up in ENN, but I don't know if we're going to be breaking it down.
All right, let's hear. Do you want yay or nay? Do people want to hear about World Cup or not? You want to hear about it? How many people don't want to hear about it? That's kind of split.
All right, so we won't.
But I'm telling you right now, just prepare. Monday, when we go on the air, the U.S. will be in the second half against Wales.
Yeah, but if
I'm going to update people on what's happening.
And if they start doing well, you're going to have to start talking about
it. By the
it,
way,
right?
by the way, that's the best point. If they actually make a run, this will be the best part. You will be forced into it because it will become the biggest thing ever.
So you're going to give in-game updates when you don't even give in-game updates for the NCAA tournament.
I do some.
Some.
But you got the sponsorship
we'll
last
We'll have
year.
Fun with this, Michael. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. We'll make it fun. The Bills canceled Friday's practice and did it virtually. Of course, the Bills playing a home game in Detroit this weekend because of the 6 feet of snow expected in Buffalo.
How are they getting out of Buffalo?
They're already out, right?
They're gone.
Okay.
Have you seen the footage?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's already like 2 feet deep.
Wild. There's certain places that you know that they planted the flag in the summer, right? Whenever they decided, let's make this our home, it had to be July. Because because if it was January with lake effect
right.
snow, let's just keep going south.
Yeah, why would we
well,
stop
like when
in
you
Buffalo?
Decide Winnipeg, Buffalo, this is where I want to plant my flag, it has to be in the middle of July.
Yeah, it's a terrible decision, let's
be
honest.
Or you're addicted to cold and snow.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, an abbreviated but special anniversary edition of this week's NFL
Announcement.
Oh! Do you hear the reaction? Do you hear the reaction?
They love it. All right, guys, let's start up in frosty Foxborough, Massachusetts, where your New York Jets, Sauce Gardner joining us next, by the way.
Ooh.
We'll be in New England to take on the Patriots. The game is on CBS at 1 o'clock. Kevin Harlan on the call.
He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man.
He'll be joined by the great Trent Green and Melanie Collins. Now, this will be the rare circumstance where Jets and Giants fans up against each other
at
1 o'clock.
It's not as rare as it used to be. It's crazy that they're having – these two teams are good now.
I know, and they're playing at the exact same time. It's a bummer. But we will stay on Fox at 1 p.m., the Lions at the Giants for a game of this magnitude. There's only one man, our friend Kevin Burkhart.
Wow.
That's right, yes. Kevin will be joined by Greg Olson.
James Harrison one time in the middle of the game hit me so hard under the throat that I threw up in the middle of the play in my mouth, and I had to swallow it.
Aaron Andrews and Tom Rinaldi. And then, of course, the Sunday nighter will be an AFC West clash. The Chiefs at the Chargers on NBC. Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth.
Here's a guy.
And Melissa Stark. The Monday nighter, we go to the NFC West. We get San Francisco and Arizona in Mexico City. And we will have Joe Buck.
I want you to
Troy Aikman.
Come
Troy.
On, Daddy.
That's right. And Lisa Salters on the call. And that will do it for this special K-Show 20 ENN. Thank you to Seth Rollins.
Thanks, Seth.
How about Seth's Bears-Falcons game? Who does he
Bears-Falcons.
Bears?
Go Bears, baby. Justin Fields, my guy.
Oh, by the way, before Seth Rollins leaves, by the way, I want to tell everyone some very important information.
Tell us.
I don't know if you know this, but a week from Saturday is Survivor Series.
I did know that, yes. We are in Boston.
That's right. A week from Saturday in Boston, you have Survivor Series. But not only that, guys, WrestleMania 39, we are going to be in Los Angeles, California.
Two nights.
That's right. And right now there are tickets for SmackDown, for the Hall of Fame, for NXT Stand and Deliver. For Raw, they all go on sale this week at AXS.com. All three events will be at Crypto.com Arena. So that's all going on sale. Survivor Series in Boston next week on Peacock. Seth, thank you.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you
again,
so much, man.
Congratulations. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for the love, New York.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.